There are 14 names on the Colts roster that are set to become unrestricted free agents when the new year turns over for the NFL. On March 14th, names like Frank Gore, Adam Vinatieri, Rashawn Melvin, Darius Butler, and more will all hit the open market. Now, being unrestricted free agent just means that these players have had four or more years in the NFL. Hello, Adam Vinatieri, with your 22 years. And their contracts have expired. Now, the Colts can talk to these players about re-signing in Indianapolis, but these players are not restricted. They can talk to any of the other 31 teams in the NFL. So let's take a list at some of these names and some maybe storylines and questions to ask as we get closer and closer to that March 14th date. The big name on the offensive side of the ball is Frank Gore. He will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, but will he be in the blue and white next year? That has been the debate all this year. And the big question is his age. The 35-year-old carried the ball over 260 times this year and was just short of 1,000 yards. So there's no debating that he still has some left in the tank. Gore even said that he will for sure be back for his 14th season. But does he fit this young, homegrown roster that Chris Ballard wants to build in Indianapolis? And does the talent at running back in this year's draft point toward the horseshoe moving on from their 34-year-old workhorse? We will see. And on the defensive side of the ball, I'm curious about Rashawn Melvin and Darius Butler. Rashawn Melvin did what any player wants to do in a contract year, and that is have his best year. Despite a hand injury in week 12 that put him out for the rest of the season, Melvin finished with 3 interceptions, 13 passes defended, and 36 tackles. He has the chance to get seriously paid this offseason. So do the Colts see that value? And then Darius Butler. He's a 6-year vet here in Indianapolis, and he wants that to continue.
I definitely would like to be back. I'd love to be back with this organization. This organization has meant a lot to me. You know, I've done some great things, won a lot of games here. I've been here for 6 years now. Kind of been ingrained in the community. I love the community here, so I love the city, love the team. But you know how this business is, so we'll see how this shakes out.
The 9-year NFL vet showed some versatility this year when he made the move from safety after playing his entire career at corner. Now, something that doesn't show up on the stat line is his leadership. He was a much-needed veteran voice for a young Colts secondary. Do the Colts need his leadership again, or have Butler's time in Indy expired? And I can't talk about this list of free agents without talking about the GOAT. Adam Vinatieri has played 22 seasons in the NFL. Him and Frank Gore are the fine wines of the Colts roster. He made 29 of 34 field goals and 22 of 24 extra points this year. Now keep in mind, 4 of those misses included the Buffalo Blizzard. 1 was blocked and the other was in a rainy Baltimore. So regardless of age, the GOAT is the GOAT. And I can't think of a team that wouldn't like to have a reliable leg like Vinatieri's. There are plenty of other interesting names on the Colts free agent list, but maybe this will just get you started. We'll talk more about these free agents as we get closer and closer to the new league year on March 14th. For the Colts, I'm Caroline Cann.